I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, you know what? Hold on. As much fun as this has been, I can see the Dixon's in the hot in his little bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
It's tubby time, you know?
With Sugar Dixon. Bear.
Well, here I am in my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done.
Well, we've got that. Are you in the tub right now?
Yeah. Do I need to turn off the jets?
No. I like the way it sounds. It's kind of theater, man. So you got some, what do you got going there? You got some bubbles?
Some Epsom salt, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Delightful. You are now known as the savior of Schweitzer. I will tell you, I came home the other day, and our plumber finally came Tuesday, and I look outside, and I see three Bob Hamilton trucks down the street, and it was all I could say. I was like, you need the poop knife. Like the whole street was lined up with plumbing trucks.
Well,
impressive.
Let me tell you something. Now, Dixon is a big man. You are 6'4", 6'5". You're a large football player in college. Walk on at KU football. He is. You were a walk on at the. Were you a walk on at LA?
No. I was more like a sitter, a rounder. didn't really walk much or even run, pretty much.
Yeah, but you were still. You're a large man.
I do enjoy space.
But he is not the culprit here. This is the point I want to make. He is not the destroyer of toilets. I've witnessed this a few times now visiting. He has two beautiful.
Right here.
Yeah, two beautiful. Delightful, petite little girls. One is 8.
Mm-hmm.
One is, how old is Char? 5? 4?
Just turned five.
Char, the other day, took down a high-flow toilet.
She's like a little princess.
A smile on her face.
She's the best. She's amazing.
Yes.
And
yes.
She's done this a few times, hasn't she?
A couple. Yeah, we're very proud.
And was it Danny the other time?
Danny, Jess, we don't know.
Yeah. So all we know is it happened. So I go, hey, man, have you heard about poop knives? And everybody looked at me like I grew another head. So there's Joel, there's Milner, Jess is there, and I'm talking, and Jeremy. And I'm like, no, it's really a thing. Like these, I didn't know either. I read an article about it. And it came out of Reddit, and this guy was selling these poop knives because apparently if you a plunger is not the way to go. You want to cut it into usable pieces. And you didn't even believe me at first.
I did not. I thought you were found something on Reddit or some sushi knife. Stuff.
Right. Right.
It didn't make sense.
And then you received in the mail?
Well, I was at work, and I got a picture of the girls smiling with their poop necks. I knew it was going to be a great day.
Now, these are, as you know, Jeremy, kid safe. They're silicone wrapped with a metal core.
Yes. Yes, they are. And they are great for icing a cake as well. Girls have been experimenting.
Yeah. Yeah. This is that Charlie I can hear in the background or Danny?
Charlie and Danny.
All right.
Hi, girls. Hi, Danny!
Hello, everyone. Hello. Do you enjoy your poop knives? Are you enjoying them?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. And? She's the best. You two are the best. Hey, Charlie, who do you think poops bigger, you or your dad?
Daddy.
Daddy. He said you have the biggest poop.
But he's a really big poop.
And Danny, how have you been doing with your shooting with the, I got him a bug assault to kill flies with salt. How have you been doing?
Good.
Good, good. Yeah,
they are definitely ready for any urban assault that
yes.
comes to the house.
What urban?
Oh, how stinking cute.
From there.
No.
No, she's not here. She's at her house. But your poop.
Yeah.
Did you write your name on your poop knife, Char, and you, Danny, so you guys know whose poop knife is whose?
Yeah.
But who was the third one for, though, John? I noticed there were only three, not four.
Well, listen, you told me that you didn't have a problem. Plus, you're married, so I figured that's it's a 50-50 poop knife.
Good. I gotcha. Yes.
You share custody.
Premarital assets.
So, Johnny, what's a three poop knife for Mama?
Yes. That's right. Because who do you think? Tell me something, Charlie. Do you think your mom or your dad poops bigger?
Because he's bigger. Oh. And my mommy. He's taller.
He is taller. He is. You now, who do you think poops bigger between you and Danny?
Danny, because he's taller than me.
I don't know. Listen.
And that is the biggest poop.
Danny? Danny, what do you think? Do you think Charlie poops bigger than you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Danny's is bigger than me because he's taller and older. Who's the oldest has the biggest poop.
Yeah, is that right? Is that the rule? Whoever's oldest people have the biggest poop?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that, Charlie. Charlie, the other day we were working outside and you and I were having a staring contest, weren't we? Do you remember that? Are you staring at me right now?
No.
She's the best. Listen.
Make him the biggest poop.
We're going to stay on poop, aren't we, Dixon?
Yeah, we're stuck there for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Well, come to find out. So the plumber did come, and somebody accidentally dropped the toilet paper holder into the toilet, and that was causing our issues. Yeah, $180 later in about 3 minutes. And
Danny,
we're all good again.
Who do you think dropped the toilet paper in the toilet?
It was me. It was Charlie.
Charlie, just give yourself up. It was who was it? It was Charlie. Char.
Yep. It was Charlie poop knife.
Yeah, Zoom school's going great today.
You.
Oh, my God, these two are amazing.
Oh, dude, it's the greatest household ever. I'm telling you, I go by, and it's just melee all the time. Danny's been, I mean, she's down there, she's killing, she's learning, were you learning Japanese or Chinese, Danny?
Chinese.
Can you count to 10 in Chinese?
Yeah.
Okay, let me hear you. Okay, let me hear you real quick.
Let me hear you real quick.
Nice job, Danny. Nice job. Nice job. And Char, who has the biggest poop?
Daddy and you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's important to get everybody's strengths out there. And Char.
He's got the whitest legs and shorts, Char.
Oh.
No, Mr. Johnny.
Oh. It's just, he's been really hard on me
and
lately.
And he works the kids in it.
I show up the other day to help him work on this concrete, and he's like, oh, boy, look at those. I go, yeah, I don't wear a lot of shorts, man.
I don't know all I've ever seen you in shorts.
Johnny was really like the stand-in for Powder's.
I'm going to come by later and crap in your toilet. You what? Charlie, Hey, Char.
Char.
Go see if you can flush some of your stuffed animals down the toilet. It should be a contest to see which toilet will take the most amount of underwear. This is all I can do to retaliate, Nick.
Oh.
Yeah.
It may work eventually.
Listen, I'll be by later for a comedy show.
Ask Mr. Johnny why his eye was so pink.
The love of an unclean woman. Ask Uncle Johnny why his eye was so pink. Hey, ask your dad why he thought my eye was so pink.
Johnny, whose hat is bigger, me or Daddy?
Whose what is bigger?
Yeah, whose head is bigger?
Whose head is bigger?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Danny's older. She's 8, going to be 9 pretty quick. And you just turned 5. I'm going to...
Yours and ours.
What?
Your number's
bigger. You know what, Char? I think your head's bigger. I think you...
I think you...
Your head's the size of a basketball, Charlie.
We need to let some water out, don't we?
You're like a human bobblehead. Hey, you know what? Char, the other day, are you going to stand in the front room of the window and pull your shirt up for the neighbors?
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, yeah?
Time to tough, buddy.
She had us laughing so hard the other day, man. Oh, my God, was it funny. All right, listen, Charlie, I love you. Danny, I love you.
Now you got- I love you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Dixon, continue on with tubby time.
And, yeah, the water's getting cold.
And enjoy your poop knives. I've got to speak now to the inventor, Hugh, of the original poop knife at originalpoopknife.com.
Oh, wonderful. Well, tell him thank you, and he's doing the Lord's work.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, sir. Stay right there. And that's the story of Dixon, who just received the 3 poop knives. As you can see, Charlie and Danny are fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. They're little princesses. Oh, and then these words come out that are hilarious.
Charlie looks just like a little elf.
She does.
And I say that like the prettiest kind, like the most adorable. Beautiful little adorable little elf. And Danny's now, 8 and 9, so she's getting a little taller. She's looking more like a person.
They're like Disney characters.
And she is super smart. You got to see her on Zoom taking Chinese lessons at 8 years old. It's amazing. But then Char, will get bored, and she comes over to the window, and she'll wait, and she'll make a real weird face to get into a staring contest. And about the time you lose a staring contest, she grabs the bottom of her shirt and pulls it straight up. And we're all like, hey.
Did she just girls gone?
Hey, Jeremy. Hey. Check this one out. You're doing a great job with this. And poor Jess's wife is like, oh, my God. Oh.
Where does one pick that move up?
Just funny. You know what I mean? Just funny.
Is mom doing that when you're not paying attention?
Right?
Like, where do you find that move?
It's all. And, of course, they sit and they'll bring. He has tubby time in the morning. It's even a whole ritual there. COVID's been a whole thing for them.
God.
Well, we went over there and did a bunch of concrete work and got into it. And that's when I found out that the poop knife was very necessary, which brings us to, of course,
large firm stools.
The Internet. Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information. Technology. E-commerce. And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Deere Morning Show understand that sometimes places like your job frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why
we find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Deere Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Makes a return to originalpoopknife.com. Original Poop Knife Hugh, as you can tell, and it was told to me by Jeremy Dixon, owner and CEO of DSS Productions. You are doing the Lord's work.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the Lord's work, no doubt.
I've been listening to this in the background. I'm glad to hear that we're bringing families together.
You really are. They are.
Toilets around the world. One tiny child at a time.
Well, just, I was always amazed because I was like, what? Like, the first time it happened, there was a little note on the door that said, hey, you might want to use the other one. And I'm like, what's going on in there? And he's like, yeah, one of the kids clogged it up. And I was like, huh. Then we go, I go again. And I go, what? Did she just clog? I just peed in there. And she went in. And he's like, yeah, it's amazing. I don't know what they're being fed. And they're little kids.
It's always the tiniest girls, man, that are pooping the biggest poops. I don't know what it is, but you'd be surprised.
Tell me, is it because they're bigger or because they're like some kind of ridiculous high tensile strength?
Yeah, right? They're like super forged alloy poop. Actually, I heard that the poop bags are big in the vegan community. They kind of blow up there because they eat a lot of fiber, you know?
Right.
And maybe these kids are eating a lot of fiber.
I think that's got to be it. But it's amazing, and by the way, they love the poop knives. In the course of maybe six business days, I had sent them, there were some flies we were eating outside, and they were chasing the flies around, and I thought, have you ever seen this? And it was like that little, they called a salt, you know, S-A-L-T, gun, and it shoots little puffs of salt like a shotgun, and it kills flies, which I immediately sent it over, and they lost their minds. Until Jess found char out back loading it and killing all her flowers she had planted. So she went out there and had smoked quite a few of those. And that led into the clogging of the toilet, which led to three poop knives from originalpoopknife.com being sent over.
Yeah, I got that flurry of orders. And, you know, it's kind of like how, like, Obi-Wan can sense a disturbance in the Force. You know, my butt was tingling a little bit. And I was like, what's going on with those guys over at Rock 989?
Yeah, what happened?
Eager to know what was going on. That's why I gave you a call.
So tell me this. How many of these have you sold overall? Just roughly.
About 6,000. There's about 6,000 poop knives in the wild. So
that's,
you know,
pretty,
rest assured, if you poop big, there's a lot of other big poopers out there, just like you.
And this is one of those things that I didn't even know existed until something popped up on a BuzzFeed or an internet site, and it talked about poop knives. And I was like, come on, I've never even heard of this. That led to a great big discussion on air, which led to, of course, a Google search, which led to you, Hugh.
Right.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Can I give an overview of what the poop knife is for
Please.
The initiated listener?
Please do.
Yeah. So, you know, original poop knife is a product inspired by a viral Reddit post where a man learned at age 22, so this is something that this guy had grown up with all his life, that not every family had a poop knife. So it's a strong, hygienic, silicone-covered knife. It comes in, you know, ridiculous packaging. You've seen it. And it can be given as a gag gift for those big pooping friends, you know, the aunt and uncle that always clogged that toilet, or your buddy that came down asking for whether you had a plunger in your place.
Right.
But it really works. And I'm surprised that, you know, we launched in 2018 and people are buying them. And I've got ridiculous Amazon reviews that, you know, I'll share with you later. But, yeah, it was that original viral Reddit post that really inspired me, and it was about this dude. He was at his dealer's house, and he clogged the toilet, you know, and he cracked open the door and yelled out to, it was him and a couple of other buddies sitting around on the couch, and he yelled out the door like, hey, can someone bring the poop knife? And they all, like, looked at each other like, what?
By the way, did you say he was at his dealer's house? Whose house was he at?
Yeah, he was... Yeah, man, I don't know. You hang out with your dealer, and you know, when you got to go, you got to go.
Okay, I just want to make sure just a side note, but I thought, did you say he was in his dealer's house? Like, my dealer, he was always like, hey, man, get your stuff and get out. There was no pooping over there. But
yeah, that's true.
That being said, they didn't know what a poop knife was.
He goes in there, he goes...
Oh, I lost him.
Sorry, go ahead.
There you go, I lost you for a minute. So then he needed a poop knife, and he yelled for one, but they didn't know what it was.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, he yells out, "Give me a poop knife," and they're like, "What the heck is he talking about?" But we learned to write it because nobody knew, and then he learned that it wasn't like a normal thing that everybody had in their house. So
I'm losing them all over the place.
Hung in the closet.
Hey, Hugh, hold on one second. Let me put you on hold for here. Deal with that, Jake, because you got to tell him to stop moving around wherever he's at. Because I don't know if he lives in Alaska
or going through elevators.
Like.
Who craps at their dealer's house.
No, I'm,
whoever
no,
goes to
I'm
a house.
Back on this. I'm like, in 2020, man, find a spot for your goddamn cell phone. Unless you live in the middle of Missoula, Montana, or some barren place on a, you know, in Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
Do you know what's funny? On State Line at 75th Street and 75th well, Street, Antioch.
I have ones that disconnect, but you can still hear them until it cuts off.
No, these just go out. I go mute. Until I get through the intersection, and I don't know why. It happens all the time.
Do you think he really, really go muted? Do you think he just pretends he can't
hear
you?
He's like, you idiots.
Or he's like, eh.
Well, can't hear you, Nick. Gotta go. Right,
let me see if he's got Hugh together. Hey, sorry, Hugh. I just needed to have you. There you go. Come on, Jake's coming in. What, Jake?
No, I called him back to get a better connection, but I don't know. It was going in and out. It sounds a little better now. See what happens.
Sorry, Hugh. You were going in and out, so I was missing everything you were saying. So people with these...
The internet's kind of jacked up around here. You know, everyone's working from home. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, are you calling from the internet?
I'm calling from the internet. This is 2020.
I know, but I'm just saying, so you're not using a cell phone. My point was, I was like, then, you know, I guess I don't make a lot of internet calls. Well, I have the ability.
I just don't have good service at my place, you know, at the Poop Knife headquarters.
Like, you just busted my balls. Yeah, I'm calling from the internet. I get it. Jesus Christ. We've become overly familiar here, you.
Sorry, man.
It's all right. So this
about, like, he didn't realize that he had a he grew up with a poop knife in his house growing up, and like nobody else did. He had it hanging in the closet, two bathrooms, and it was like this nasty, rusty old thing. You know, they used when they clogged the toilet, and he just let it normal in the house. Some family members who big. And so when he thought he was like that this isn't a normal thing, he turned to the internet and he posted a Reddit post ultimately, like, you know, upvoted like 20,000 times. BuzzFeed put out an article like, who uses a poop knife? And like over 8,000 people were,
yeah,
that's a normal thing in my place. And it showed this like crazy dichotomy of people. Like, there's people like me that had no idea that, and then there's all these other people that were like, yeah, I've been using it my whole life.
Yeah, no, there were spatulas and metal rods and butcher knives and trowels and concrete trowels. There were poop sticks. We must have had 40 or 50 phone calls came in. Yes, that's right. It's called the turd abortion. It was not unusual. But by the way, the thing I love most about the internet thing that's happening right now is it drags your word on an extra second to second and a half, so it sounds like you're talking to a human remix of a discussion.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sorry, you guys. Just like, keep going. It's pretty fantastic in its own way. But here's the good news. It doesn't matter if you can talk on the phone to Hugh, because when you go to originalpoopknife.com, I will tell you, I ordered it on Amazon, and it was there within 2 days, and I was there on a Wednesday, and on Friday morning, it was delivered. So, you guys are doing a great job with that.
Awesome. I want to be able to spread poop knives as quickly as possible, you know, around the world.
Well,
that toilet's clogged. Two days of...
Yeah. No, listen, I'm going to put you on hold. Hugh, thank you. Tell him thank you, and I'm going to wrap it for him. I can't keep doing that. The point I was going to make with him, and I wish he was still there, was... In times of COVID, when everybody took your toilet paper,
uh-huh,
and everybody couldn't get anywhere, and then people weren't allowed to work, imagine if everything was shut down, everything clogs up, and now you got a toilet full, right?
Yeah. Can't call for help. It's
COVID,
just you.
2020, man. You're going to need a poop knife. That's part of your doomsday prepper package.
Uh-huh.
That's part of your bug out. That's part of your, hey, man, I need clean water, I need MREs, and those MREs are pretty high in fiber, so I'm probably going to need a poop knife.
Think about this.
/ frosting spreader.
/ intruder stopper. If you yell, don't make me use my poop knife on you, and somebody's breaking in your house, who wants that?
True story. It's got an extra long handle, silicone cover with a metal core. It's completely dishwasher safe.
Put it right next to my sippy cup.
Listen, I know people put dildos in there. I know one girl told me she puts her glass one in all the time. It's got to be okay, right?
I don't know. I wash immediate. I don't do that.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I'm with you. I just, I'm just trying to think about, you know what? Again, there goes another check mark next to Sassy Von Fancy Pants for being so fantastic. I don't even know how they get clean.
They just magically do
and end up in a bag again.
The Disney princess that she is.
She learned the hard way, though, after someone had to spend, like, I spent more money than I wanted to on some of these. You can't put the silicones and the jellies together.
No, God.
No, you'll open the bag and they melt together. It's gross. Like crayons left in the car. I was like, hey, man, maybe you should go to a doctor. Because look what happened to your toys.
Gross.
I don't know what happened, what's going on with you.
That's
but,
not me, that's you.
You know, it's like that old joke about the girl walks in with the crotchless panties and goes, hey, you want some of this? And goes, nail, no, look what it did to your underwear.
I like that.
Life lessons, buddy.
You hear this? He finally got that one.
Jesus.
Took you a minute.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I f***ing fine in the dishwasher trying to do the goddamn dishes. What the f*** is this, Mom? What the f*** is this? What? I don't understand how you're going to be 41 and still f***ing be buying this shit.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.